The EU oil embargo against Iran is scheduled to go into effect on July 1st, but businessmen at the International Chamber of Commerce's World Council meeting made it clear that the sanctions are a terrible business move by Europe.
Everybody is looking for new markets and recovery. Putting sanctions is actually cutting yourself off from new opportunities for development.
While many countries are in recession, Iran's economy has averaged 4% growth over the last 10 years, making Iran now the world's 17th largest economy. And Iran isn't only about oil anymore, as recent efforts to diversify the economy now have oil sales accounting for 70% of Iran's total exports, compared with 95% for Saudi Arabia, 90% for Venezuela, and 60% for Russia.
It is not like some European economies who have relied too much on service sector. And now they are realizing that this deindustrialization has been too much.
Mr. Nahavandian, like most of the business community, believes that economic engagement should be an instrument for solving political issues. But if EU politicians want to punish their own citizens by banning Iranian oil, Iran will do what it has been doing for the last decade, growing and directing its trade east instead of west. Sanctions designed to weaken Iran economically and create social turmoil are unfortunately nothing new. But Iran's response has been to broaden its economy, expand its workforce, and increase social spending, making it better prepared to withstand the current economic recession than many other leading nations. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.